Shanti, Shanti. Friends, I think I am allowed to call you friends. Because despite distinct differences in our backgrounds, lifestyles, mental makeup, and situations, despite all of that, there is a common, identifiable, shared quality that brings us together. And it's the instinct to direct our attention into the spiritual. I have been basing everything that I've said on those four lines in the Bhagavad Gita. Just four lines. There is a field. There is a knower of the field. I am the knower of the field in everybody. The knower of the field and its knower is true knowledge. So it's in chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita. And I'm going to read a little bit more of what it says. Those who know are free from pride and deceit. They are gentle, forgiving, upright and pure, devoted to their spiritual teacher, filled with inner strength and self-controlled, detached from sense objects and self-will, they have learned the painful lesson of separation, birth, suffering, old age, disease, and death. Free from selfish attachment, they do not get compulsively entangled, even in home and family. They are even-minded through good fortune and through bad. Their devotion to me is undivided, enjoying solitude and not following the crowd. They seek only me. This is true knowledge. To seek anything else is ignorance. This is very beautiful. There's one phrase in there I would like to edit. It says, they do not get compulsively entangled, even in home and family. The key word there is compulsively. Not the word entangled. The key word is compulsively entangled. This is speaking of great freedom, great delicacy, great sweetness, great divinity. I think in this moment, to some extent, you can sense these qualities. They're not of the mind. The knowledge is of the mind, but these qualities being described here are not of the mind. They're energetic. It's in the atmosphere of your being. It's not a conclusion in thought. That's a good thing, because that gives a confident understanding. That's a very, very important thing. But the actual experiential sensation, let's put it like that, of all that's being discussed here, is energetic. It's in this radiance, this atmosphere of being. So I can know God, so to speak. Let's just use the word God freely. Let's not. Let's use Chaitanya. I can know Chaitanya philosophically. That is not enough. To feel Chaitanya is true knowledge. So what is it, I wonder? What quality could it be that best facilitates this feeling, this energetic experience. What could that be? In the Sanskrit, the name given to that is Ananda. So now I want to speak about a beautifully and crucially important part of everything we've discussed. Chaitanya, its radiance, has a taste, a flavor. It is not some obscure concept. Chaitanya, in the Gita it used the word Brahman, it's the same thing, or the self, these are all this pointing at the same thing, has flavor. So it's experiential. The flavor is called Ananda. And if you Google that up, it'll probably say, in English, it means bliss. This is the lovely word. Everyone at times will experience bliss, especially if you're not compulsively entangled. Entanglement is a crucial thing, but to be free and open in your entanglement will lead to some bliss. Of course, I fully support the word bliss, but I want to change it. I want to say something else. Ananda is love. Bliss is replaced by the word love in this conversation. So in terms of the experiential feeling of divinity, this, I am declaring, is of the nature of love. But let me be even more specific about that word love, because I want to call it pure love. Pure love. Stainless, spotless, open, limitless, expanded, brilliant, beautiful, glittering, shining, fulfilled in itself, staggering in its properties. Not unlike the sunlight, in a sense. Radiant. Totally satisfying. Perfect. Sundaram. Because love, in the human experience, can be many other things. Can be compulsive. Can be attached. Can be defended. Can be needy. Can be complicated in all kinds of ways. So the phrase, I love you, can mean many, many, many things. What does it mean? What do I mean when I say that? What do people mean? They mean many, many things. I need you, I want you, I must have you, you must behave like this, then I'll love you, etc., etc., etc. It's complicated, isn't it? We're complicated in our relationships. So we can say that all those things are fractals of love. Facets of the diamond. But the diamond itself, the source diamond, pure love, is what Ananda is.